Now what do you see?
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful, Hank.
See? What did I tell you? It's fame, it's fortune, it's freedom, it's power and influence and handsome good looks.
Yeah, I see it all now.
It's other dogs addressing you as sir. It's respect from the cowboys. It's women falling all over you.
Even Beulah?
I studied the run out of the corner of my eye. Beulah will be too busy falling all over me. She won't have time for you.
Oh, rats.
But there are other women, Drover. Hundreds of them, thousands of them. And they'll be fighting each other to get a lock of your hair for their scrapbooks.
No fooling. That might hurt.
Beauty knows no pain, Drover. Take my word for it. When those ladies start turning handsprings over you, you won't worry about losing a little hair.
Maybe not. Boy, I can hardly wait. Do they come here, or do we have to go to them?
Oh, it varies. We'll just have to see how things shape up. But it wouldn't surprise me at all, Drover, if a couple dozen lady dogs show up here once the word gets out.
Oh, my gosh! And all because of a corn cob?
An incredible, priceless corn cob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Gee, we're liable to have a hard time running the ranch when all the women show up. In fact, aren't we supposed to be on night patrol right now?
I filled my lungs with fresh night air and ran my eyes over the beautiful, incredible, priceless corn cob in front of me. That's the way we used to operate, Drover, before we came into this wealth. But you know what?
What?
I don't want to go out on night patrol. I want to sit right here on my gunny sack and look at my fortune. And you know what else?
What else?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Why should I go out and risk my life for this outfit? What's in it for me?
Co-op dog food, I guess.
Exactly. Co-op dog food. Who needs it? I've got a fortune sitting right here in front of me.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
Who needs to eat? We're rich, Drover. All we have to do is sit right here and gloat over our fortunes. Isn't that what you've always wanted to do?
Well, that depends on what gloat means.
Gloat means... I rolled over on my back and snuggled down into my gunny sack and kicked my paws into the air. Gloat means to be unbearable and obnoxious. That's what you're supposed to do when you're rich.
Oh, heck, really?
That's right. So what we're going to do tonight is loll around, goof off, admire our fortunes, and gloat.
And let the ranch go to pot?
Well, maybe not go all the way to pot, but it wouldn't surprise me if it took a couple of steps in that direction. And so what, Drover? Just so what? Drover rolled his eyes around.
That sure doesn't sound like you, Hank. I never heard you say things like that before.
I've never been rich before, and I've never had a fortune to sit around and admire. Speaking of which...